17.0 EDG 01301120250620 Audio. Why so many obstacles? That's the first question. And why isn't this government doing anything about my children's situation? If I were in their shoes, it wouldn't be a car that would kill me. Here I'm referring to the town of St. Agathe, but the shame. That being said and proven, let's continue our journey. For NASA, the following text, within the framework of the EDE, directs me toward the safety of men and women in space, as does the rest of this writing. A reflection on this box, for the EDG 04, leads me toward the standardization of all boxes for the SSV. Even if this station is planned in DC mode, the power input for the measuring instruments will include protections and electronics. Here, I'm thinking of voltage regulators, connection points, mechanical protections for the box, etc. A separate module for this specific point is desirable in our opinion. The same enclosure can be used for multiple instruments, contributing to the overall safety of the instrumentation. It's up to you to decide. I know some people are wondering why this hasn't been done yet. In the overall design, I hope the SSV's graveyard will be as small as possible, allowing astronauts to focus on their work rather than primarily on their survival. No, this isn't final, but as far as I'm concerned, anything modular will be my priority. The CC stabilization module is currently planned for the rear of the enclosure on one side. This isn't final. For now, I believe it's a good location. It could also be integrated into the electronics in a staggered fashion. However, I'm thinking about the connections and soldering, and I'm still considering it. It's impossible for me to make quick decisions without thinking about ARS mode. The SSV should follow NASA's lead, but not necessarily at all costs. International consultation is a plus, but not a requirement. If you don't like this text, hire monkeys for the SSV, it might even cost you less. This text is a bit more emotional and reflects how I feel after the repeated abuse I've been subjected to. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This November 30th, 2025.